because he has a doctorate from Cardinal Stritch University, one of the co-editors of the journal Rethinking Schools. We discussed a variety of issues related to contemporary American urban education. It seems to me that what you are trying to do through Rethinking Schools is incredibly important to our communities, and particularly to urban communities in the United States. Thank you so much, Bob, for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
Great.
Thank you.
And finally, tune in next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for another edition of Education Matters. This is your host, Dwayne Olson, thanking you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:15 here on WGTD. For a listing of upcoming show topics and panelists, subscribe to WGTD's weekly electronic newsletter. Go to our website, www.wgtd.org, to sign up. That's www.wgtd.org. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD 91.1 FM.
WGTD. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. We are very pleased today to have a rebroadcast of the new Fibber McGee and Molly show, and this was on earlier in the season, and this stars Dan Sticca and Leslie Utek. Before we get to the show, just two very quick dates, and also before I do that, let me remind you that support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the law firm of O'Connor, Dumais, Aaliyah, and McTernan in Kenosha on Green Bay Road, the Wasosha Veterinary Hospital on Highway 50 in Salem, and the Agape Chiropractic Center in Lake Villa, Illinois. On July 14th, here at the BioCat Center at the Gateway Campus in Kenosha, we'll have a radio actors workshop in the morning from 9:30 to 11:30. If you're interested, please give me a call here at WGTD or send me an email. And if you go to the WGTD.org website, there's information there. On August 11th, we will be doing a live broadcast from the Kenosha's Tall Ships at the Southport Marina area. We'll have two shows that day. We'll have the new Our Miss Brooks and then also the Brickersons. So if you're at the Tall Ships, or just come out and look for the WGTD tent, the Gateway Technical College tent. And then finally on September 22nd, we have Catcher in the Spy, which is an original World War II spy thriller. And if you go to the WGTD.org website, you can see the other dates for the shows for the rest of the season. So I'm going to shut up so we can go ahead and listen to the new Fibber McGee and Molly show.
The WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 Players are proud to present the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show.
Support for the WGTD Radio Theater and for Fibber McGee and Molly comes from the law firm of O'Connor, Dumais, Aaliyah, and McTernan, located in Kenosha, the Agape Chiropractic Center, located on Highway 83, just south of Grand in Lake Villa, Illinois, and the Westosha Veterinary Hospital on Highway 50 in Salem. Stay tuned over most of these stations for the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Dan Sticca and Leslie Utek. The show is written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ostrup, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. And me, I'm Harlow Wilcox. The show opens with Strollin' and Struttin'. Well, we are smack dab right in the middle of our Midwest summer, and with it, that welcome chance of activities and the chance to be out of doors more. So, may I suggest that summer demonstrates some very important extra uses for Johnson's Wax. Take your sporting things, for example, tennis rackets and golf clubs and bags, fishing rods and baseball bats and gloves. Well, you get the idea. Did you remember to protect them all with a coat of Johnson's Wax when you put them away? If you did, you'll probably find them in good condition, fit as a fiddle, and ready for use. The wax keeps the wooden leather from drying out, protects the metal surfaces, too, against dampness and dirt. Then how about your screen frames? Yeah, what about those screen frames on your porch and outdoor furniture of metal or wood? If you haven't been waxing these things with genuine Johnson's Wax, you've missed a good bet. As a matter of fact, every one of these extra uses for Johnson's Wax has been suggested by a number of you in recent letters. And many thanks to all of you. And bear them in mind, won't you? Next time you Johnson's Wax your floors, furniture, and woodwork, and, oh yes, all those other things. Well, the McGees attended a piano concert last night, and since then our hero has been, well, in an artistic daze. The ideas of learning piano has opened new and even more wistful vistas, 79 wistful vistas to him. And here, on their way to the music store to arrange for piano lessons, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I bet I'll be pretty popular at parties when I can really start slapping a silky white Steinway around.
You thought you'd be pretty popular at picnics when you took up the mandolin, too.
Well, yes, I did.
But who was it that always got sent home for potato salad and more soda?
Piano is different. It's got real class.
Do you realize what it's going to cost you to take piano lessons?
Ain't going to cost anything. What I save on barbers will pay for the lessons.
How so?
Did you ever see a musician with a haircut? Come on, Molly, let's hit the music store. Excuse me, sir.
Speak up, young man. I'm a bit hard of hearing.
I said excuse me, sir.
Yes, there's something in musical instruments, sir. We're having a special today on sweet potatoes, $1.95, 2 1/4 with gravy.
Wait a minute. Are we in the piano store? Let me go look at that sign outside.
Madam, you most certainly are. We just believe in having an inventory that's divertimento.
Don't you mean diversified?
Diminuendo.
Sounds more like you're a bit on this side of retardando.
Molly, my head is swimming. It all sounds Greek to me. Let's talk turkey, my good man.
Ah, turkeys on sale, 20 cents a pound. Let me show you.
No. I mean piano lessons. Does this floor arrange for piano lessons, bud?
Only with the sale of a new piano. But a few turkeys would help, sir.
Well, we could use a new one. What you got in the way of pianos, bud?
Stools. But we could move them to one side if you don't mind standing up to play them.
Look, McGee, we're not buying any new piano. We haven't paid for the one we've got yet.
Okay, look, bud, how about a book on piano playing for beginners?
Okie dokie, how about this one? It's called Cantatas for the Kiddies, or How to Make a Louse Out of Struts.
Oh, but McGee, that's for children. You don't really want to do that.
I ain't proud, Molly. I gotta start at the very beginning, ain't I? I don't expect to be on a par with Fritz Kreisler overnight.
Fritz Kaiser and his orchestra?
Don't you play the piano?
No, sir. He holds on to the stick and directs. Don't you mean Fritz Kreisler?
That's what I said the first time. I know what I like to do with that stick. Well, I'm gonna.
Muggy.
Okay, Molly, then I'd be on par with Fritz Daimler and Chrysler.
Oh, you're also on par with Gene Autry's horse. He can't play the piano either, let alone drive a Dodge or Plymouth.
Out where a friend is.
Here's your book, sir. $2.
Okay, bud, here you go.
And here we go.
You know, Molly, I got a feeling this marks a turning point in my life.
You've had so many turning points, you'll soon be known as Whirling Dervish, McGee.
Say, Molly, let's stop at the diner here for a cup of coffee.
Mellow?
I most certainly am. Thanks for asking. Two cups of coffee, my good man.
Hello, folks. Yes, Mr. McGee, right away.
Mr. Wimple, what are you doing here?
Well, it's my day job, Mrs. McGee.
And what does Mr. Wimple have to say about this?
You mean my big, old,
yes,
horrid
I
wife?
Yes, I do mean.
She's my sweetie face.
Did you call me Wallace Wimple? Why are you bothering me when you know how busy it is at this time of the day? More coffee, Mrs. McGee?
Mellow?
Well, she's never chilled out, Mrs. McGee, let alone mellow.
Heavenly days, say it ain't so, Molly, say it ain't so.
Those are my lines, McGee.
I just like hearing them, Molly.
Mrs. McGee, are you sitting on my second Birdwatcher's book by John Gooder?
Why are you missing it? Hold on, Mr. Wimple, let me check. Nope, it ain't here, Mr. Wimple.
Are you bothering our customers, Wallace? Not again!
No, sweetie face. I'm just looking for my...
What is that vulture doing in my restaurant? Wallace Wimple!
Ophelia is such a... Now what can I call her?
Wimple?
Okay. You're right, Mrs. McGee. Blue-billed Phoebe, that's what she is.
Your wife, Wimple?
No, that beautiful and lustrous bird sitting on the windowsill outside.
Mr. Wimple, I think that we should...
I call him Flash Fleetwing, a bird to train in my hand, yet he'd never permit it.
Night and day.
Where the stirring breeze you plucks food on the fly, dressed in charcoal waistcoat, inverted B, a white bib, probably monogrammed BBP.
Under the sun.
Oh dear, it's Fred Astaire.
Come on, Mr. Wimple.
He mocks gravity and breeze who skirmish for his attention. My whistling swivels his head. Top feathers go crew cut. He lounges with heep, heep, heep. Bird watchers say he protects his territory when he zooms me that way. What do they know of friendship?
Wallace Wimple, if I hear one more peep out of you, you'll be doing more than just sitting on John Gooder's second book of bird watching.
Mrs. Wimple!
Heavenly days, dearie, and you wonder why he calls me Sweetie Face?
No, Mrs. Wimple, I never thought that. Never, ever.
McGee, we ought to be going. Bye, all. I wonder who that could be. Let's find out.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, Donnie. What you doing?
McGee just decided to take piano lessons, Mr. Oldtimer.
That's so. I come from a musical family myself, kids. Papa was a sturgeon, and just to relax, he played them tunes on his saw.
Mr. Oldtimer, don't you mean a surgeon?
You betcha, Johnny. That's what he was, all right.
I'll bet his patients love that.
We never do, Johnny. Trees don't talk.
Oh, he was a tree surgeon.
Yep. Spent 4 long, splintery years as an intern in a lumber yard.
I had a cousin once that was a tree surgeon, specialized in optical work on bird's eye maple.
That's pretty darn good, Johnny. That ain't the way I hear it. Way I hear it. You play another instrument, Johnny?
Used to. When I was wooing Molly here, I used to play the mandolin on canoe rides, but she made me give it up.
What for, daughter?
Because I got tired of doing all the paddling, that's why.
Oh, that's pretty good, too, daughter. That ain't the way I heard it. By the way, you read music, Johnny?
I used to once. I can pick it up pretty fast, though. Why, when I was a kid, I studied for a long, long time under the famous Professor Ware. Long Underwear McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, dear.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way
Long Underwear McGee, the mighty muckamuck of the metronome, making mugs of the mediocre musical mutts, muddling through a mess of monotonous medleys, making millions marvel at the minor melodies made into magnificent masterpieces by the miraculous movements of my magic mitts. Sniffing many a maestro as a modulator from March Militaire to Minuet in G. And that's the story of Long Underwear McGee. Hey, Molly, where did Mr. Oldtimer go?
McGee, he ran out of time. All gone. But he'll be back in a couple of days.
Just like a battery. Needs some recharging, I guess.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. Can't you give that tired old piano a rest? I've had 3 phone calls from the neighbors complaining about the noise.
Can't stop now, Molly. I'm just getting the hang of it.
Oh, McGee, it'll be years before you get the hang of it. In the meantime, our neighbors are probably out right now looking for a noose. McGee, Mrs. Uppington is at the door.
She would be. Well, give your warhorse some hay and slap her into a stall. What a nag!
Hush! After all, she's the one that gave us the tickets to the concert. Now, be nice. Come in, Abigail.
How do you do, me dear? And how do you do, Mr. McGee? Wait! I didn't know you were a virtuosoist, Mr. McGee.
Didn't you? Aw, shucks. I'm not. I'm a pianissimo.
And I dearly love piano music. Tell me, do you know Schubert's Unfinished Symphony?
No, I don't, Uppy. I started adding that to my repertoire once, and then I thought, shucks, I thought, why learn that till it's finished? Then I can play the whole thing. So I never...
Oh, how amusing. I studied the piano once myself, you know. My instructor always said the nicest things about my contrapuntal accentuations.
Did you slap his sassy face till it was silly, Abigail?
Oh, Mrs. McGee!
What do you have to say about your piano playing, Uppy?
Oh, I was a very brilliant pupil. I won scholarship after scholarship. The minute I'd enter one conservatory, they would give me a scholarship and send me somewhere else. It was a very broadening experience.
Yes, so I see. I always said they made those piano stools too narrow. Incidentally, Abigail, we wanted to thank you for the tickets to the concert. We enjoyed every minute of it.
Yes, though personally I thought the guy was pretty high hat, Uppy, and one number he got pretty good. I tossed 4 bits up on the stage, and all I got was a dirty look. Why, for 2 bits, I...
McGee! Well, I hope you get along nicely with your practicing, Mr. McGee. Ooh, may I... try your piano?
Sure, go ahead, Uppy, though it ain't in very good shape. We've used it so little, some of the keys have turned black.
Oh, let me see now. Oh, yes. Woo-hoo! Here we go! Oh, my gosh, I'm so nauseous after all that time. Oh, are you paying your bets? Oh,
heavenly days, McGee, she can give you the lost chord with knots in it.
Pretty good, Uppy. What was the name of that number?
That was a little folk song I picked up in Brittany, Mr. McGee. It's called Faut moi, mon père, huit à la misère.
Meaning what?
Beat me, Daddy, 8 to the bar. Well, so glad you enjoyed the concert. Goodbye.
And you were going to show her how to play the piano.
You wait. I'll show you. Wait till my teacher gets here.
Your teacher?
Yep. I looked up a piano teacher in the classified directory. She ought to be here any minute. Hey, Molly, what's an octave?
An octave is 8 notes.
It is?
Yes, remember that dirty octave we got from the piano company last month?
Molly, I think I have to dust off these keys. All 87 of them.
87? Don't you mean 88?
Oh, yeah. There you are, you little chip of plastic ivory. Molly?
Yes, McGee?
Where's the dust rag?
You really don't need that, do you?
Yes, Molly, I really, really do. Now, where did you say the rag was?
I didn't.
Molly, please.
It's in the HC.
Molly, I can't hear you. Where did you say it was?
It's in the HC.
Oh, it is, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should?
Don't think so, McGee. Don't think so.
Are you sure? You did say in the HC?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ought to get it anyway, even though it's in the hall closet. Clean that closet one of these days.
Okay, where are we here?
We skipped.
We skipped the somber mood here.
It's been nice knowing you.
Yes, okay. The hall closet. We need to close. We need to clean the hall closet now. I came in.
Did you want to go back and
let's do that
and re-edit that
let's
through?
Let's go back and do that again.
No, yeah. No. But if we just say our little part, then you can just edit it in there.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Molly, it's been a great life.
That it has, McGee. That it has.
Well, so long, Molly.
Been nice knowing you.
Sure has. Okay, here goes. Goodbye, Molly.
Okay, now let's switch over to line 168. Why don't you lean in with, I do need to clean that closet, and then I'll come in with mine, okay?
I do need to clean that closet one of these days.
Hey, Molly, I was just passing by when I heard you dusting the piano what sounded like an avalanche, so I thought I'd drop in and suggest that a little Johnson's Wax...
I wasn't dusting the piano, Mr. Wilcox.
That was me, Harlow. I was practicing my piano lesson.
You taking piano lessons?
Laugh if you want, but I started this and I'm going through it.
Well, let me know if you get stuck on any technicalities.
Why, Mr. Wilcox? Are you a musician?
Well, in a way, I'm an expert in domestic harmony. For instance, I keep harping on the fact that housework is much less trouble if you take sharp measures in your flat to bar dust and dirt with Johnson's Wax. Johnson's Wax gives you, as a matter of chorus, the key to a better scale of living. So go over to your nearest dealer and see the man at the counter point to Johnson's Wax as the major product of its kind. Do it today.
Heavenly days. Do you know what you deserve for a sales talk like that?
Sure, but it won't hurt because I have this pillow stuffed in my pants, you see?
Oh, you saw it coming, hey?
Yeah, I call this my pun cushion. Well, see you later, folks.
See the man at the counter point to Johnson's Wax. As the barber says to the guy that was just getting out of the chair, what'll he think of next? Oh, well. Ain't this a panic, Molly? Here we've had the piano all this time, and I never knew till now that I was a musician.
That's nothing. My grandfather was 80 years old before he discovered he was an octogenarian.
1, 2, 3, 5, 4. Oh, I thought he ate meat. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and a half. Bad rabbit.
Now what's the matter?
My thumbs. They're too short. Maybe if I put thimbles on them, they'll be...
Oh. I hope that isn't another neighbor coming to complain about your practicing. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Hi, sis. Mighty glad to see you.
Well, I just thought I'd... Hmm? You are?
I says, I'm very happy to see you, sis. You don't know what it means to Uncle Fibber to see your little face peeping up at me like a shy little woodland wildflower yearning for a glimpse of the warm sunlight.
Are you pulling my leg, huh, mister? Or do you just want me to watch you play the piano, huh? Huh, mister?
Certainly. I'm not kidding. So do you like my piano playing?
Is that what you call it?
Of course that's what I call it.
Music? Hello, mister. Huh?
What's so funny, little girl?
You are, Mr. McGee. All of the keys are black and white.
Why is that so funny?
My daddy says nothing in life is black and white. He's quite emphatic about that.
Don't you mean emphatic?
I'm thirsty, mister.
Okay, sis, I'll get you some water. You just sit there quietly while I emphatically go and get you some water. Was that you playing the piano?
Uh-huh. Did you like it? Did you, huh? Did you, mister?
It was. It was quite lovely.
I know it.
How long have you been tinkling those keys, sis?
I don't have to go potty, mister, huh? This is a family show, you know, don't you, huh?
I know that, sis.
How long? Playing the piano? 2 weeks.
Sis, you are quite prolific.
Thank you, mister. You're pretty terrific yourself, I betcha. I have to go now. Bye, mister.
Bye-bye, little girl.
Heavenly days. There you are, McGee. What did Teeny want, and who was playing the piano? It was terribly good. Not like yours, McGee. You know, terrible.
Teeny was here. Too bad she had to leave so quickly.
I'm sure, dearie, that you'll get much better once you have some lessons under your belt.
Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Stew. Come in.
Excuse me, please. But is Mr. McGee living here?
You betcha, sis. I'm him.
I'm the teacher. You called me for some music lessons, honey?
Yes, come right in, dearie. Here's your little pupil right here. Pupil, here's teacher.
Hiya, sis. Let's get started right away. What do you say?
Oh, certainly. What kind of piano are you wishing to learn, please? Classic? A jitterbugging? A conservative or buggy-woggy?
All of them. I want to be a finished pianist as soon as possible.
That's funny. That's exactly what I want you to be.
Please, Molly, you ain't got the right attitude about this. Here I am about to bring art and culture into our drab lives, and what do you do?
Oh, I just stand around here like little Teeny and laugh and laugh and laugh and play the piano.
Why can't you sound like Teeny?
Why can't you? Well, because she's just a little tyke.
Having trouble with her lines, are we? Okay, but I say I'm going to learn piano, and I'm going through with it. Now look, sis, what's your name?
My married name is Highwater.
Heavenly days, here come the torrent floods of Willow Creek. And what's your first name, dearie?
Bridget.
I see, and I'm going to learn piano in spite of it. Now come on, sis, teach.
Well, certainly. First is sitting on the piano stool. Relax.
Don't go to sleep, dearie. Just relax.
Then is placing the fingers on the keys, like this. Oh, my, my. Such interesting hands you've got yet.
What you mean, sis?
Well, I have also been a fortune teller, Mr. McGee. And from the lines on your hands, I'm seeing that you have a past, a present, and a future. For instance, from this line here, I'm seeing that you are naturally very domesticated.
She's wonderful, McGee. That's why you cut yourself with the can opener last Thanksgiving. She's wonderful, McGee.
Come on, sis. What else do my hands say? Tell me, huh?
Well, it's looking like bad news. There's something about a financial difficulty in the near future. The very near future.
There is, eh? Shucks, that won't be any... Hey, incidentally, how much you charge for piano lessons?
$20 for a half hour.
Oh, heavenly days. Why, that's too much.
Oh, no, sis, that's too much. I won't pay. This is highway robbery. This is worse than the IRS. This is worse
McGee.
Than...
McGee!
Sorry you had your visit for nothing, but the deal's off. Finished. Over.
Shall I call you a taxi cab?
You can call me whatever you wish. No. My taxi is still waiting outside. I told the driver I'd be right out.
What? You? How did you know?
I told my own fortune before I left home. Goodbye.
bad rat, the bad ratted...
Did you have this much trouble learning the mandolin?
I should say not. When I took up the study of the mandolin, I sat at the feet of one of the great masters.
Then what did he do?
He kicked me. So I taught myself, and just like I'm going to teach myself the piano.
Now, who could be leaning on that doorbell? Come in!
Oh, McGee! Now, look here, McGee. What's the idea of irritating the whole neighborhood with your rum-titty-bum, over and over?
Gildersleeve, I ain't going rum-titty-bum. All I was doing is...
Stop it! Stop it, for goodness sakes! This do-re-mi plunkies have me frantic.
You mean this?
Oh, for goodness sake, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, I'm a music lover. Until now.
When?
2 hours ago. No. Wait. Actually, 1 hour and 56 minutes ago.
You a music lover? That's a laugh, Gildersleeve. Even my piano plunkings couldn't stop you from enjoying your Opry.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
You're a hard man, McGee. And by George, this time you've gone too far. Way too far.
Well, he knows the way back. I taught him how to find it.
You've trifled with me once too often, McGee. If I had a tape measure, I'd beat you within an inch of your life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't get hydrogenated with me, you big blimp, or I'll let you have it. And between you and me, you could use a little...
A little what?
A little less fat in your big fat diet, that's what.
McGee!
Now, boys, let's not quarrel. McGee's piano studies won't last long, Mr. Gildersleeve. It's just a passing fancy with him. Now, who could that be?
Come in!
Well, I never.
Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, you can be heard all the way to City Hall.
Why, Virginia, what are you doing here, sweetkins?
You're irritating all of our neighbors. They are this close to throwing you out of tonight's poker game at Doc Campbell's.
They wouldn't, would they?
Molly, I need a cup of mellow coffee.
You got it, dearie. Coming right up.
Poker game, huh? I didn't know Doc Gamble did that. No wonder he charged me $22 for an examination last week. He must be losing or getting ready to retire.
Fibber, he really charged you that much?
Virginia, Jenny...
What is it, Throckmorton? Can't you ever control your mouth?
Yes, of course.
Here's that cup of mellow coffee you wanted.
Oh, thanks, dearie. Now, you come with me right now, Throckmorton.
Not the twisting of the ear again.
Yes, again.
Ouch. No more. I'm on my way out the door.
Looks like Gildy has an ear for the details, Molly. Either lobe it or leave it. That's what I say.
Honestly, McGee, just look at what kind of trouble this piano has caused. It's got everyone all keyed up.
Look, Molly, it's Gracie Allen.
Well, hello, Gracie. Won't you come in?
Oh, no, thank you, Molly. And I wouldn't have dropped in if I'd known you were entertaining.
Oh, we ain't entertaining.
Oh, you are, too. I think you're very entertaining.
No, not us, Gracie. Oh, Gracie, you know, I've heard the difference between our shows is that yours is always in the middle of the week and ours is always week in the middle.
Gracie, what's this I hear about you running for president of the United States?
Oh, there's nothing to it.
Oh, that means you're not running for president, then?
Oh, I mean, I'll be elected. There's nothing to it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not one to indulge in idle gossip, Gracie, but I've heard whispers about Dewey, Hull, and Taft being in the White House next year, but I suppose they're just rumors.
They are not. I'll be running in the White House, and I'm not going to take in any rumors.
What's your party, Gracie?
Oh, well, it's my own party, the surprise party.
Oh, what an adorable name, dear.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
Well, you can count on our votes, Gracie. I've always said there should be a woman in the White House.
How about Mrs. Roosevelt?
She's never in the White House. Always traveling around, she is.
Molly, do you play bridge?
No, I don't, Gracie.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm forming my cabinet, and I need 7 more bridge players.
How big a cabinet are you going to have?
Just 2 tables.
Do you need a good pool player?
Well, no, I'm having the pool table taken out. The 8 ball gets in front of too many people.
By the way, Gracie, when do you expect to move into the White House?
January 1st.
You're not going to be inaugurated on New Year's Eve, are you?
Well, I may not be inaugurated, but I'll be feeling pretty good. Yes, I'll be running along now.
Well, I'm glad you dropped in, Gracie. Do you think you can handle your campaign all right?
Oh, yes, I can handle my campaign, though the bubbles always tickle my nose a little bit. Well, thank you both, and don't forget my slogan, Face the White House with Gracie. Good night.
Let me go open the door this time.
Hello, Molly.
Look, Fibber, it's Ronald and Benita Coleman.
Hello, Molly. Gracie told us you were entertaining.
Jack Benny has told us well. Always keeping the radar up and running for some free grub.
That sounds like Jack. So, Ronnie, how are the ivy-covered walls of upper education?
Just love that melody.
Sheer music to my ears, Benita.
And to your bank account, I'm sure. Ronnie, could you please say that one line for me? I just get a kick out of it.
You mean?
Yes, I think that's what he means, Benita.
Now, see here, Ronnie. If you're going to be plugging your Halls of Ivy show for season 3 of the WGTD Radio Theater, I think we all deserve to hear that line.
Ronnie, he is correct, you know.
Well, good. Thank you.
Okay, Fibber. But only if you and Molly promise to guest star on our show.
The Halls of Ivy.
Why, of course we will, Ronnie. Okay, wait a sec. Let me sit down for this one. Go ahead. Lay it on me.
Molly, do you think you might be able to prepare me a bowl of corn niblets?
That was wonderful, Ronnie.
Jack never lets him forget it. You know, he's always calling or stopping in and asking for a can of corn. And Ronnie always obliges by saying...
You mean corn niblets?
Well, Molly, we need to head off to the theater, you know.
Give my best to Billy Mills and the Kingsmen after they sing Clancy, Lower the Boom, bye all.
Ta-ta.
Hey, those were my lines. Okay. Here they are. You already know what they're going to say. Hit it, boys.
Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cop picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press,
Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, Clancy, oh, Clancy. Whenever they got me tired, he shoved, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McNulty said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall and kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. They quick as a wink before you can think,
Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, Clancy, oh, Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Whenever they got his Irish up, before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy
Lord
the
Bull. Oh. Molly, where are you, Molly?
Heavenly days, Fibber, you're as white as that bedsheet. What's wrong?
It's my stomach. Gildy gave me a mile of heartburn and another 50 yards of my aching head.
Oh, McGee, let me go get you some Alka-Seltzer. That always works.
You're a good woman, Molly. Darn good.
Here, McGee, drink this down.
I think I ought to call the piano company to see if I can find me another piano lady.
Good idea, dearie. Maybe this time you should make sure she's more interested in the notes on the piano instead of the warts on your hand.
Ain't that the truth?
Myrt? Hello. Is that you, Myrtle?
Yes, Mr. McGee. What can I do you for?
Can you please give me Murray Hill Top Whispinster 99999?
How's that Molly girl? I hope she's over that bad cold.
Yes, the only thing running now is the toilet in the basement. Much better than her nose.
Hold on, please, Mr. McGee. I'll ring for you.
Thanks, Mer. Say hi to Creasy Allen when you pajabber at her again, okay?
Of course I will. Here's your party, Mr. McGee.
Hello? What? Who the blame of the blame is this? Well, okay, I'll try to find my phone that you mentioned. Might need a flashlight to locate it, though. Yes, just might, especially where you told me to put it.
Heavenly days, and bring me my Bible. Just what are you talking about, McGee?
I hear someone say where they can put things.
Well, 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 if it isn't the old clean and fresh floor polisher, our very own waning and warbling Waxy Wilcox.
McGee. Hello, Mr. Wilcox. You know, we always seem to find you just sitting here in our kitchen. Maybe you should start bunking down in the basement since it's summer already.
Is it already clean down there, Molly?
Oh, no. Here it comes.
Well, while we're waiting for Fibber and Molly to return, may I offer a suggestion that may save many of you quite a lot of money? It's this. Make your linoleum floor covering last longer by protecting it. In the old days, women used to scrub their floors at least once a week in an effort to keep them clean. Do you remember how your mother always used to spread out those newspapers around so you wouldn't track up her clean, well-scrubbed floor? Well, nowadays, we know that continuous scrubbing actually ruins linoleum. It softens the finish and finally makes it warp and split. That's why so many women write us that Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat actually makes their linoleum last 6 times longer than when it's then. That's why so many women write us that Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat actually makes their linoleum last 6 times longer than when it was actually unprotected, or something like that, Molly. Anyway, linoleum manufacturers themselves recommend this easy, safe method. Self-Polishing Glow Coat, besides protecting and beautifying linoleum floors, is a wonderful labor-saving because it polishes itself and needs no rubbing or buffing, whatever soever it might need, any rubbing or buffing or something like that. Having trouble with my line?
Yes,
I am. If you're not already a Glow Coat enthusiast, how about ordering a can today of Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat?
Well, Mr. Wilcox, you sure know how to put everything into such clear and all shined up perspective.
Well, once I get those lines right, I certainly do. Well, thank you, Molly. You know, I do believe, Molly, that I hear, I'll get this line right. I think I hear your doorbell ringing.
How do you do that?
Heavenly days, McGee. How would I know the answer to that? Come in. Hello there, Dr. Gamble.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Hello there. And how are you today, Pantry Punch?
Fine, Jumbo. You out spreading a little cheer, telling your patients you're going to retire?
Oh, he's not going to retire for years yet, are you, Doctor?
My dear, I plan to retire on that far distant day when I can write a personal check for $400 and not have the hired help at the Fourth National Bank burst into hysterical laughter.
Go on, you old miser. You got that much buried under a loose brick in the fireplace right now. Trouble with you is you got more affection for a dollar than my wife has for a pound of butter. And that's the love match of the year, Fetzel.
You have no right to say that, McGee. Dr. Gamble does more private charity work than anybody in town.
I certainly do. I am a very noble character. When I walk down the street, flowers spring into bloom, birds burst into song, and taxicabs honk twice before they try to kill me. Well, gotta run along now. This is my busy season, you know.
I suppose the children keep you pretty busy during the summer, Doctor.
No, it's the so-called grown-ups, my dear. This is the ridiculous season when 200-pound men climb 49-cent stepladders to clean out their gutters. Or in your case, McGee, your gut. And they wind up in a $500 plaster cast, penny-wise and compound fracture foolish.
Well, Jumbo, you must have some patience, you see.
It's you, McGee, that I have no patience for.
Let me get the door for you, gamble puss.
Goodbye, Miss Molly. And tell McGee not to hold his breath waiting for me to hang up my stethoscope.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you to be with us again next time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Starring in today's program were Dan Sticca, Leslie Utek, Byron Houston, Rob Lamont, Terry Lawler, Vicki Dumais, Victoria Ide, Barb Tyler, Lacey Allen, Kit Recker, Don Jensen, Jim Blair, The Kingsmen with Ken Darby, and Billy Mills and his orchestra, and me, I'm Harlow Wilcox. Our program was written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ostrup, and the director was Rob Lamont, and our audio director was Ron Rendell. And you've been listening to an encore performance of the 91.1 Players doing the new Fibber McGee and Molly show. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the law firm of O'Connor, Dumais, Ali, and McTernan on Green Bay Road in Kenosha, the Agape Chiropractic Center, located in Lakeville, Illinois, and the Westosha Veterinary Hospital, located on Highway 50 in Salem. I'm your host, Steve Brown, and I'm inviting you to join us on August 11th, when we'll be doing a live broadcast from the site of the Kenosha Tall Ships near the Southport Marina in Kenosha. We'll have the new Almas Brooks Show and the Brickersons. For WGTD, I'm Steve Brown, and you are listening to WGTD 91.1 FM Kenosha Racine, NPR News and Classical Music, and Old Time Radio on your gateway to public radio.
Critics on the left and right scuttled an immigration bill 2 weeks ago. Now a bipartisan compromise is expected to come before the Senate as early as next week. Mr. Bush spoke to those who have attacked the measure as amnesty for illegal immigrants.
This is not amnesty. There will be penalties for those who come out of the shadows. They pass a strict background check, pay a fine, hold a job, maintain a clean criminal record, and eventually learn English. They will qualify for and maintain a Z visa.
The legislation would also create a new guest worker program and tighten enforcement, but supporters worried that major changes to the measure would destroy its chances of getting through Congress. The House has not yet drafted its version. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from American Express, whose special edition CD, Instant Karma, the Amnesty International Campaign to Save Darfur, is at instantkarma.org/imagine.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Bonta Corporation Foundation of Menasha, Wisconsin, encouraging the active involvement of Bonta Corporation employees nationwide. Proud to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good afternoon. Classics by Request continues on Wisconsin Public Radio. Anders Yoakum in for Ruth Ann Bessman on this June 23rd, and a pleasure to be with you. We had an email from Kelly in Madison, who requested the first part only of John Rutter's Requiem, Requiem Aeternum. This performance by the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, Stephen Cleobury, conductor. Thank you.